In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for your Commanders Spotlight right now on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Danny, first player you want to go spotlighting for tomorrow night?
Low-hanging fruit, but we've been talking about it a lot. Jahan Dotson, what do you want to do, man? What do you want? What do you want this to be? You want to be another cautionary tale? You want to be another Josh Doctson? Or do you want to be the guy that took this challenge on and emerged as a bona fide number two receiver? It's not your fault you got drafted in the first round. You worked hard, tried to fulfill your dream. But, bro, at some point, you got to step up and start producing, and it's not trending in the right direction for you at the moment.
Spotlight Jaden Daniels, another strong practice in front of the media. Miami media members blown away by the joint session he had. Now you get to go out and play the Dolphins. They won't be mixing a whole lot of coverages. They're not going to be showing a ton, I don't think, in their secondary. Nice little chance to put a couple of more birdies in the hole. Let's continue to string together positive headlines, momentum, going into the start of the season.
Spot that left tackle position. Coleman Lucas, the law firm they're in. Let's figure it out. Who we got? Who's the dude? We don't know what we're going to see or if Brandon Coleman is playing. At least I haven't seen an update on that front. But I want some certainty there. I want some comfort there. I want to see what this regime, this front office, this coaching staff, what they saw to let themselves feel. No, we don't have to do anything at the left tackle spot. We got it under control. I'd like to see that.
Spotlight. Rookie DB Mikey Sanristil. He will be your starting nickelback. He, too, had a couple of big moments in the practice yesterday against the Dolphins, reportedly. He's been excellent at camp. I really liked him and noticed him right away when I was out at practices. And then you saw him flying around. I mean, just a physical guy. There was a play. There was only one play I really noticed him in his limited time on the field in preseason game one. But he came across the formation just unnecessarily, like as a tackle's being made, just complete full extension, Superman dive into the pile. The dude, just a football player. Scott McLuhan style. Football player.
At the same position. We referenced Jahan Dotson a moment ago. Dalmy Brown. As the great Herb Brooks once said, great moments are born from great opportunity. You didn't really have an opportunity before. Because once you were buried, rightfully so, There was no reason to pass over some other guys to have you get reps and get looks. When all of a sudden you're in the mix, whether you deserve to be or not, I don't know, but you are. Looks like you've fallen into some favor with this regime. You got a chance. You go out and showcase and maybe another deep catch, maybe a little bit more down the field. Show something in the toolkit. People might be more excited about old number two.
Spotlight roster bubble Cole Turner. Cole Turner was drafted by the Marty Party and Ron Rivera. That doesn't get you a whole lot around these parts these days. But he was a fifth-round pick, 149 overall, out of Nevada.
Nevada.
I was looking for Nevada.
What is Nevada?
24 years old. He's huge, 6'6", 240 pounds, big catch radius, second year. One of the practices I was at, he went up the ladder, made a great catch in the middle of the field. When he got the ball thrown to him in games last season, it was very, very rare. He normally made an athletic play, like made a catch or did something even in the preseason where you thought, this guy's got some game. I think right now he's pretty squarely listed as fourth on the tight end depth chart. Do they keep four? Ertz, Sharpie. Bates, Sharpie. Sinnott, Sharpie. If you keep a fourth, Cole Turner's got a shot. He could force your hand. Maybe he's not competing against, say, Bates or Sinnott, because those guys, as a blocker and as a dual threat draft pick, respectively, are going to be on the team. But maybe he's competing against, say, like Jeremy McNichols as a fourth running back, or Michael Wiley or something like that. Maybe he's competing against the 10th offensive lineman they might keep. Cole Turner, have a big game, have a big couple of games here in the next 10 days. maybe you make this roster.
Newly rebuilt interior of the offensive line. Center Tyler Biadasz, left guard Nick Allegretti. Thought they showed well in the series that they were in that first game. Moving the pile a little bit. Running lanes were there, I thought. Demonstrated good physicality. This is where this team, this org, said, we need to upgrade immediately. Early signings, big money, Biadasz and Allegretti, respectively. That newly formed offensive line going to be key to keep old Jaden Daniels upright.
Spotlight, Jamin Davis, 25-year-old, now defensive end. Used to be an off-ball linebacker. That's changed. 6'3", 234-pound, number 19 overall pick in 2021, 3 years later, fighting for a job. He made a couple of nice plays on his first two snaps, if memory serves. Just holding up against the run, made tackles for 1 and 2 yard gains. Otherwise, though, he wasn't overly noticeable. And when you did, it was a busted run around the edge where he didn't keep contained, still learning the position. I'd love to see him win on a passing down.
Yeah.
Love to see him put on a move as a defensive end. We saw him have some success rushing the quarterback as a linebacker on the second level coming downhill. But now, at that position on the edge, going up against a tackle, a lot of times it's stalemate, you're kind of running into a guy and getting locked up with the long-armed offensive lineman. Let's see him win. Put a spin on someone. Put him in the washing machine. You can get around him. Club, rip, something. Let's see that you've diversified the portfolio a little bit.
Manuel Forbes, pretty easy. Again, first-round pick last year. Not your fault. You shouldn't have been, but you were, and here we are. The struggles are well-documented. I thought there was some good in this first week. There was some bad as well, but got a great test this week, or tomorrow, rather, in Miami. Would love to see him show well.
Spotlight, Washington Commanders, Miami Dolphins, preseason game number 2, tomorrow night. Of course, you can watch the game locally. Our own Brian Mitchell's going to be in the booth on the color commentary with Chick Hernandez on Channel 9. So looking forward to seeing B. Mitch on the call tomorrow. Game is slated to kick off at 8 p.m. And then the very strange 7 p.m. rather tomorrow, I beg your pardon. The very strange 8 p.m. Sunday kickoff next week.
Weird.
Against the Patriots at home at the X.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.